With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim's retired. He'll be back Friday, though, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
So there's lots out there. Be sure to check out our video feed. We love our video feed. You love our video feed. Everybody does. To watch us, 937thefan.com. Click right there at the top, watch live, and you can do that. You can do exactly what it states, watch us live. Also, check out our YouTube feed. People like that, and go ahead and subscribe so we don't need to keep pressing that button. It'll find you. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. I guess it's a little difficult out there for people trying. I didn't have any problems coming in.
It was slushy for me.
Okay.
Like, it was the left lane was slushy, so I went in the right lane, and I just went a little bit slower. But it's definitely, if that slush turns to ice, I can see where it could be trouble.
Yeah, I just got the old 2-hour delay text from the school. So
oh, wow. I don't know why. I'm lost, I guess, as to why this hasn't been picked up. Why the roads aren't clear. I don't know why there's not an advancement to this point in life where it's just clear. We could put some sort of magic something on the road, and it's clear if it's not snowing right at that moment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We've reached a technological stalemate in snow removal, I guess.
Yeah.
This is as good as it gets for a while.
All right, what's this Bitcoin story? So OBJ has lost all his money, apparently. That's taking it a bit far.
But he saw him, a lot. Yeah. No, I was scrolling through things this morning, and there's this story. I guess when OBJ signed with the Rams this year, he elected to take $750,000 worth of his salary in Bitcoin. Well, I guess Bitcoin is down. I don't know anything about cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin or any of that. It's literally, you could be speaking Greek to me.
I know a little bit about it. I do know it was down 10% in 24 hours time.
Well, so apparently it's down 46.5% since he signed with the Rams. So that $750,000 worth of Bitcoin is now worth only $401,000.
Wow.
So I got no idea how it works. I don't. It's made up money, right? I mean, that's cryptocurrency. It's
yes,
made
but
up.
You can cash it out into real money, so to speak, cash.
Right, but why? Why is it worth something, I guess? What is it and why is it worth something is where my stupidity comes in. Stocks and bonds and stuff like that, I understand. Mm-hmm. It's worth something. You're investing in a corporation. You're providing them capital, and then they're using it to function and providing you returns on that investment.
It doesn't have
Bitcoin,
a central bank. It's okay. It's just digital.
Right. But if I buy a Bitcoin, for example.
Uh-huh.
A single Bitcoin when he signed with the Rams was worth $64,000. Today it's worth $35,000. If I spent $64,000 on a Bitcoin this morning, I'm not buying anything tangible. It's one of those
right.
Non-fungible tokens, right? I'm buying
they can
the
be
thought
exchanged.
Of something.
For goods and services and things. And
right.
They're created as a reward for mining this Bitcoin.
Okay. That's the other part I don't get.
Yes.
The mining of the Bitcoin.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I just.
It's so far over my head. I feel so stupid when we start to talk about it.
I do too. There's real smart people that are involved in this.
Oh, yeah. I have a neighbor, a friend who lives a few doors down. He mines Bitcoin. He's told me, he's tried very hard to explain it to me. In the past, and I just stand there with a blank look on my face. When I try to explain defensive pass interference to my 8-year-old. And he's like, what? He pushed him. Why isn't there a flag? Because, listen, there just isn't. And that's eventually the point it gets to with somebody trying to explain Bitcoin and cryptocurrency
to
me.
I just go, like, huh? Big coolers and stuff in his garage? Like,
he's got
like
machinery.
Computers and things?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So anyway, with OBJ, I wonder what was the percentage of the money of the $750. What percentage did he get paid, though? Like, how much in totality did he get paid? How much, I guess what I'm getting at is, how much did he take in cash v. Bitcoin? Or traditional?
That number, hold on. I'd have to look up what he signed with the Rams for, which is, I'm sure, is out there.
Well, he just has to sit on it and hope it bounces back. I mean, that's the only move at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you don't cash out now.
No.
I mean, that would be selling low. That's not what that's like basic econ 101, right? Like, you don't do that. But I don't know what he signed for with the Rams. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up.
I don't think it's a terrible move, but he's gotta be in it for the long haul then. Like, unless there's a big spike and then he wants to cash out and move it, but whatever. I don't think it's a terrible move at this point, but I wouldn't do it. But then again, that it's different based on the percentage of and the proportion of what his total contract was.
Right.
You know? So, and with the whole tax structure is in California. So that's different too.
Let's see. 1 year, $1.25 million with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So basically he got $750,000 in base salary.
Right.
And then I guess the rest looks like it was signing bonus. Yeah, the rest was signing bonus, the other $500,000. So he essentially took his paychecks, his regular game checks in Bitcoin this year. It's all $750,000. And now it's worth half as much. That would be like, in simpleton terms, again, for my tiny little brain to digest, it would be like getting my paycheck and then 3 months later, I go to check on the bank account where I deposited the paycheck and half of it's gone. Basically.
Yeah, that's no good. You have to wonder what all the tax situation is in California because it's wacky. I know that. And what it is with Bitcoin and what it is with earned income and state income tax and all of that. And then also, if he reaches a threshold, and didn't Phil Mickelson have a big sort of stink about this? If he reaches a threshold in which it becomes like, you know, rich people tax, you know,
right?
Once you make more than a certain
rich
amount. No,
it's, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, so there's all of that. But OBJ, you know, OBJ brings to light something that's a sports topic, but is okay to talk, I think, about on the pre-show. I absolutely love the single-digit numbers in the NFL and the non-traditional numbers.
Did you see, like I did, at the end of the Niners game, it looked like there was a guy running around on the field
zero.
In 0-2?
Or 0-2, yeah, because his 8 was folded
up. Because he's 82 and the jersey got folded up.
Yeah.
I was real excited, like irrationally excited for a second. I thought there was some dude wearing a 0-2. I was like, oh, that's cool. I like that. Who's that guy? He's got to be like a fullback or a long snapper or something like that. 0-2.
Zero
and then
two,
found out it was just 82.
Yeah, it was something else. But I love the, like, Melvin Ingram wears 24.
Right.
You know, is it Melvin Ingram? Yeah. Is that the guy that was here?
Yeah, he was
Melvin
8
Ingram.
Here. I guess he's a big
Kobe
fan. I
always say Melvin Ingram and think of Melvin Gordon, and Melvin Gordon and think of Melvin Ingram.
Yeah, different people.
Yes. Melvin Ingram wears 24. And I think that I'm like, wow, that's an edge rusher.
Right.
And it's wearing 24. What's happening here? But I do. I enjoy that.
Well, he's a volunteer now, not a hostage. So.
He is. He was pretty good. I'll tell you what. His legs are gigantic. He's a big man.
He got them Sidney Crosby legs.
He is. He's a thick. Well, I think they're bigger than Sidney Crosby's. But, yeah, he's a big, big guy. He's a gigantic guy. Producer Matt, what do you got going on? Anything good there, pal, huh?
Not much. I'm chilling back here. Just got to finish up a few things and –
I see you have
That's
your fan hoodie on.
Yeah.
Was that a limited edition, that fan hoodie? I never got
that one
fan
was,
hoodie.
Yeah. I never got that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they sold it for like a few months there, and then that was it.
Yeah.
So. I got one of the new ones, but...
I already spilled coffee on it.
You spilled
good
coffee
work.
On it?
Good work. Yeah,
is there anything to... What do you do to get coffee out?
What do you mean?
Do you just wash it, and then it comes out?
Yeah.
You don't do anything right now?
Spray some OxyClean stuff on it. That usually helps.
There's like nothing soap. In the immediate, though, right now that you do? Like,
no.
You don't run to the thing?
I probably should do it more.
By the way,
if I really examined it, it's probably kind
of this just hit me. At the end of the 7 o'clock hour, 7:45, we do rooting for, rooting against.
Uh-huh.
And I might even make a big full segment. I'm debating on whether to talk about this even more in a bigger form. I'm fed up with Pony, and I want to make a bet with him as to this brag and this nonsense that he... Okay, I'll just say
about
it now.
What?
I'll say it now, and then I'm going to do rooting against, and I'm going to bring it back.
Okay.
Then. This galoop thinks that he can make a field goal from 40 yards. Okay.
Pony does?
Yeah, he has said
this
for a while.
I'm sorry.
So him and Donnie Football and Mahler were in the back room the other day, yesterday. They're filming their pre-show video. Pony has said for a long, and I forget, what was the starting point of all this field goal talk? Man, there was something that started this.
Why are field goals looked at as like the...
Like this simple thing.
It's not like a 4-foot putt.
Right.
Like, seriously.
But anyhow, what started that last football season? Something started it last football season.
It wasn't the Bears missed field goal.
It was much more recent. Yeah, it was this football season. I forget what it was. Anyway, maybe it was Boswell getting knocked out.
It was when Boswell got hurt. Yeah, when Boswell got hurt in Cleveland. Yeah.
Anyhow, so there was all that. So Pony says... And Mahler buying into it is just so ridiculous. So they go in the back and they have a Nerf football.
Okay.
And Pony insists that he can make a 40-yard field goal, a real one. And I'll get to what my bet is going to be with him. So they go in the back with a Nerf football. Donnie Football long snaps it. And he's right about this. He had a bad long snap. But he said, I never long snapped. I was just a center, a short center.
How'd they find room back there to long snap?
Through that little tunnel hallway.
Okay.
Pony kicks the Nerf football. Mahler, who is not joking, I don't think, is like, he thundered into this football. He's like, Pony, I now think that I was doubting you, but the way that you struck that football, and Mahler, of course, I know some kickers. All right. So anyhow, Mahler says all this stuff. He's starting to believe that Pony could actually make a 40-yard field goal. Here is where I'm going to lay it to you right now. Here's the bet. First of all, Pony ain't making a 40-yard field goal. Like, go out to the football field. If Andrew Filippone, I want to give him in no rush, no snap, hold, kick, none of that, and no rush, so he doesn't have to get it up over a line. I will give him 10 kicks from the 30-yard line, which is a 40-yard field goal. If he makes 3 of those 10,
okay,
I will give him $200.
Okay.
If he doesn't make 3, he has to give me $5.
Oh.
Is he willing to take that bet?
I mean, why not?
Exactly. And it needs to be videotaped by this Ben Tenuta that does all the great, brilliant video work here.
Mm-hmm.
He gets $200 if he makes 3 out of 10.
So 40 to 1 here.
Yes. And he just has to give me 5 if he doesn't make 3.
40 to 1 for a 40-yard field goal. There you go.
That's it. I'm tired of hearing about this. There's no way he's doing this. It's just not happening. And he went further yesterday. This is why I'm irked by it. Not really, but it's comical. Donnie Football says, man, I can't wait till it gets nice out.
Right.
Or it's Donnie. I can't wait till it gets nice out. That's how Donnie said it. I can't wait till it gets nice hot. He's funny, man. That kid's funny. And Pony says, why? Why do we have to wait? I could go out and do it right now in the snow. Like he's...
Really?
Man, I can't make this up. I heard all of this. I was waiting in a school pickup line. It's I almost wanted to drive off and wreck my car into a ditch. All this is really happening on this show. You're right, though. You hit on this. This notion that it's some easy sports thing to do, athletic.
It's not. I wouldn't be able to make, if you got me any farther out than like the 1 yard line, I'm not making it. I'm just not. I'll be honest. I don't kick things well.
Right, can't make a traditional old extra point that's just spotted from the 10?
Well, because the bulk of people are going to try and kick it like, you know, flat toed. That's not going to work. And then even if you try to do like the soccer style instep kick, you got to know what you're doing.
Bro, he's 40 yards is what he said.
No way. No way.
No, he might not even make one out of the 10, let alone.
Did Pony play soccer growing up or something? Like, did he?
I don't care if he's Pony Apremian. He is not making the 40-yard field goals.
I'm not saying he is. No, I'm just asking, what gives him this confidence?
That he kicked a Nerf football back in the hallway.
That can't. There's got to be something else to this.
I would. $200.
No, I take that back. There doesn't. It's Pony.
$200 against his 5. Is he willing to take it? That's just where I.
Well, there you go.
Because here's why. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm just tired of hearing about it. I want to see it. I want to see this happen. I'm tired of this. I can do this. 9 straight threes. I want to see it. Okay? And I don't think that's unfair. It's time to put your money where your mouth is if you think you can do it.
I don't think he would deny it. I don't think it would be. He'd be dumb not to take that bet.
Yeah, and it's not. Is this done with a Nerf football? People are asking. No,
no,
absolutely.
You can't do it.
It's
with a
regulation.
Nerf.
Let's go. And I don't need a snapper, just a holder.
The Nerf football would be even harder to do it with too, because the thing is just going to float like 10 yards and then fall down in the wind.
Correct. No, regular football, kick it. Let's go, Pony. You know he'll show up with a headband on.
Oh, he'll be ready to go. He showed up for the hoops thing with full, LeBron gear on? What did he have on?
You know what else would be?
Carmelo.
Carmelo.
Would be his move, too? Right. Two different shoes. Like, he'd have the kicking shoe.
A soccer shoe the kicking foot.
A white one and a black one. Like,
there's no barefoot kickers left anymore, are there?
Pony would
have. That was a thing for a while.
He'd have a football shoe on, then like a Diadora.
Still a little salty at him, by the way, going back to that Jam Fest, that he didn't tell us that he was going to have one game played and then have to run.
You should be.
Does that surprise you at all?
No, but it's just like, okay, man, you're leaving. All right, sweet.
I will play next year if I'm not with my son away on a weekend trip like I was this past year, and I can't promise anything other than I'll give full effort.
Yeah,
I'll
want.
And I'll pass the hell out of the basketball.
Yeah, that's all anybody could ask for.
Right, and I'll be there the whole time if I'm there.
Big promises now.
Right. I mean, but I want to see this field goal thing happen.
I want to see him show up in like a Tony Zendejas jersey and try to kick it with a bare foot.
Well, is Gary Anderson a Syracuse guy?
I don't think so.
Maybe. I mean, is that?
Yeah, we.
Is it? Yeah, is that the biggest like Syracuse guy ever? Gary Anderson? Isn't he a Syracuse guy?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, he did go to Syracuse.
Yes, so it might be.
There you go.
There it is.
Legacy.
It is. Jeff Hathorn, he joins at 7. Spielberger, our man Brad Spielberger at 8 o'clock, and Jason LaCanfora at 9. Good morning to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.